flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Buy, hold, sell on the Texans offensive line. This question came in from a listener to the Utopia Football podcast. So let's do that. I think it was Joe Q who sent this in, loyal listener to this show as well. So Seth, I've got seven listed here. The original, the starting five that were kind of the starting five towards the end of the year, and then Juice Scruggs and Kenyon Green. Shaq is in here, so we'll go through them. Buy, hold, sell. Buy basically means they're an anointed starter. Hold means they're competing for a job. And sell means see you later. We're dumping them.
Yeah.
And I realize, like, maybe some of these answers might change depending on who the OC is. Who knows? But let's run through these here. I want to get your take on these. All right. So we'll start with what I think is probably a fairly easy one. Laremy Tunsil.
So buy means they're an anointed starter.
Yep.
I'm buying Laremy Tunsil, and I'm resetting my expectations on him because he really did make a concerted effort to become a more complete player this year. He's always been brilliant as a pass protector, but not nearly as notable as a run blocker. I think he really worked at becoming a better run blocker midway through the season. And I also do think that he worked really hard at not false starting all the time.
Yeah.
They ultimately, his false starts, which he's been a league leader, one of the league leaders in pretty much every year he's been with the Texans, it's ultimately a selfish act because you're trying to time the snap count so you don't get beaten pass protection, and yet you're harming your team at various times during the year. The really genuinely great offensive tackles don't have many false starts in a season.
Yeah.
So the fact that he definitely worked on that, and it stopped being an issue really until Davis Mills was in the Tennessee game, which I can make an excuse for that because of the cadence and all that. But I'm cool with Laremy for now.
I am
now
too.
If there were an extra elevation above, like, extend, not just buy, but extend,
yeah,
I'm holding off on that.
Okay.
For now.
So if there was strong buy, you wouldn't go strong buy on Laremy. You'd go just
right.
A solid buy on Laremy Tunsil. Okay. Titus Howard. Buy, hold, sell Titus Howard.
I'm buying him at left guard.
Okay.
Well, hold would be competing for a job. And I think Blake Fisher showed some things, but he's got to take a step.
Yeah.
I think, you know what, Titus might be in hold mode where I want him to either really genuinely embrace the left guard role,
yep,
as Blake Fisher competes at right tackle,
yeah,
or that it is a genuine competition, that if Blake Fisher comes back a little bit beefier in a good way and refines some of the technique and everything, that there's, I think he's in perpetual competition with Blake Fisher for the right tackle spot
right now.
That makes
sense, yeah.
And then it's a question of whether they want him at left guard.
So for you, there's two Tituses. There's Titus at left guard, which would be a... And I think you said this a couple of days ago. The only anointed starters you would have on the offensive line would be Laremy Tunsil, and if it was left guard, Titus Howard.
Yeah.
I think you said that a couple days ago.
But I'd also put that... But I think he's got a... I mean, they'll put, if they choose to have him move to left guard, they'll put him in there.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's still, he's got to be better than he was this year.
Okay.
I think there were some good things they could do in the offense when he was at left guard that they couldn't do with the other ones. But there were also some weaknesses because he's playing out of position. Even though he's played a boatload of left guard, he just, I think because he's always been so reluctant to play left guard, he's not as refined as he should be. So I'm, I put a hold on him at left guard.
Well, you keep getting yo-yoed back and forth too. You know what I mean? From two very different positions. So, all right. Jarrett Patterson.
Hold.
Yeah.
Compete for a job.
Yep. I think it's an easy one. Shaq Mason.
Yeah, I think it's time to move on.
Sell.
And he's a, you can have a net savings on the cap. By letting go of him, you're going to take like a $10 million hit, but the net savings is, it's a net savings still that you've got to get somebody younger or that somebody that's, if they're a little bit older, that they're not showing their age the way Shaq Mason is.
Yeah, if you missed it earlier, we had John Harris on in the 7 o'clock hour, and I thought he had some really, he had a couple really interesting names, for, on the offensive line that he saw at the Senior Bowl this week. Tyler Booker at Alabama was one of them. Basically described him, Seth, as like an offensive line Will Anderson coming out of Alabama. Just that kind of energy. And then Gray Zabel is sort of an off-the-radar name, probably for a lot of casual fans because he played at North Dakota State. But, man, John, some of the stories Johnny told about him from Senior Bowl, like, go back. It was in the 7 o'clock hour at 7. We had Johnny on earlier today. You can listen to it on the Odyssey app. All right, so Shaq Mason, I'm in agreement with you on all of these so far. Shaq is sell. Blake Fisher.
Hold. He's competing for a job.
Yep.
He's competing with Laramie at right tackle and or anybody else. If they move,
with Titus at right tackle.
You said, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Titus. If they move Titus to left guard, I think he's still got to show and prove that he can earn being a right tackle. If they decided to say right from the get-go that Titus Howard is a left guard, then I hope they go out and get a veteran swing tackle, like a George Fant. Like, let's say George Fant was on this team, the 2023 version of George Fant.
Oh, perfect.
I would want Blake Fisher to be competing with him.
For the right
tackle.
So
whoever that might be, if they get a veteran swing tank, is a journeyman type, then Blake Fisher is competing with that
guy. Is Blake Fisher the betting favorite for you right now to be the right tackle in week one for this team? If you,
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, I think Titus at left guard and Fisher at right tackle is, when they dice it all up in the offseason, they might feel like, okay, this is our best chance to have a respectable offense.
I think so too. I think, you know who I think knows that? Titus Howard. Based on kind of how he was answering those questions about that after the season was over, he was way more open to it. Yes.
In terms of being up for the challenge.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, last two. Juice Scruggs, buy, hold, sell.
Hold. Yep. Just like with Jarrett Patterson. I don't want Scruggs being out there treated like, oh, yep, you're the number one guy. You're our center. Here we go. Like, those two guys at least need to be competing with each other. Mm-hmm. And then whomever you draft or whomever else. Yeah, that's got to be a competition.
Kenyon Green.
Okay, I know they're going to keep him. And because of his upside and because of his draft status, I would just cut the cord right now.
Would you?
And, yeah, I've seen enough, man.
Are you nervous? Because to me, I would say, well, there's no harm in bringing the guy back to camp. Are you nervous that they're going to do what they did this year and give him the benefit of the doubt and just plug him back in there at guard?
Yeah, or if not, just maybe give him the benefit of the doubt even as a guy that can be competing for the job.
Yeah.
He's injured all the time. Mm-hmm. He's not good when he's in there and healthy. We've seen fat Kenyon. We've seen skinny Kenyon. I want to see more development out of a guy. I feel like there's rookie free agents and seventh round picks that show more development over the course of three seasons than Kenyon Green has.
Yeah, yeah.
So it might just be time for him to go try to develop somewhere else.
Yeah, that's interesting because he costs the same to cut or keep. It's the exact same dollar amount.
Yeah, they'll keep him. That's my emotional answer. Yeah. It's like, all right, I've seen enough. No, just get guys in there that look like they're scrappy a-holes than whatever the hell this is.
I wonder if whoever's interviewing for the O-line job, because the Texans are in the market for an O-line coach, makes like salvaging Kenyon Green part of their sales pitch to become the O-line. You know, kind of like, you know, back when you're trying to salvage a quarterback, you know, you're trying to salvage David Carr back in the day or whatever.
Oh, I mean, yeah, there's positives you can point to. And I think the O-line coaches themselves would look at it and, for all the reasons that Kenyon Green was a first-round pick.
15th pick, yeah.
He's shown flashes of that. And I think somebody new coming into it would definitely think, okay, let's get the best out of him. I've just got I'm worn out and beaten down from 3 years
of
it.
Dude, I was so encouraged by that Colts game in week one where he was plowing Zaire Franklin over and whatnot. And it turns out Zaire Franklin was probably thinking about his podcast at the time or something like that.
Yeah, he ended up getting that done to him by plenty of folks.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Larry is in Stafford.
It's like when you find out that the woman you were just with was actually paid for by your dad for your birthday. You're like, oh. Thought I was just a smooth talker. No, thanks, Dad.
You're on a roll today, man. Larry's in Stafford. What's going on, Larry?
Nothing much, son. Except that's what dads are for, man. It's our duty to make sure that our sons have these kind of experiences so that they can learn how to go out and navigate this world, man. Oh, my. I don't mind my son understanding that whole philosophy that we have. Look here, son. I saw your truck yesterday, man. Are you sure you don't want to drop a box of that Yingling?
Do you, Larry? Do you want to become an intern for us for the week? Is that what I'm hearing right now?
I'm thinking I can make that road trip to New Orleans for a week, man. I got enough vacation time left, man, that I could possibly do it. Because that looks like that's gonna be a hell of a time, man.
A lot of beer.
And you boys. And you boys got individual rooms in New Orleans and don't have to hear Rich Lord snore and all that. Hey, man, that might sound like some fun, man. But I don't know about J-Lo, man, because J-Lo eats cereal out of a cup while he's driving across that bridge at Lake Charles. I might have to have a concern for Figgy and old Reggie, man. Mm-hmm. But look here. I know all these names and everybody's getting a little restless about this OC search and everything. I'm okay with the Texans taking their time because I want them to get it right. And I tweeted out this morning, and I don't know if you guys answered the question or not, but I need to know if Nick Caley was in that building in New England with Jack Easterby, man. Because if he was in that building with Jack Easterby, I'm a hell no on that. Because, see, I know how these rodents work. They start just sending their little tentacles out, man, and then all of a sudden you got an infestation again. And last week when Jack came out talking about he had all the influence on what's going on with my squad right now, I wanted to go find his ass then. I like the fact that Caley is over there in L.A., man, but I'm a big proponent of now, man, we had just gotten over that fiasco with Jack. Leave their ass buried where they are. What D'Amico and Nick are doing is they are going turning over every rock to try to figure out how to get this offense fixed. Because I cannot have my quarterback looking like Blake Bortles or whatever again, man. We need CJ to be fixed, get his feet right, and get his head right so that we can finally get this thing. Because that contract is going to be about $70 million probably, man. So I want to make sure we're giving him the money that he deserved and that he earned. Fellas, I hope y'all have a good time in the boot, man. If y'all need some advice about Bourbon Street, which I know y'all don't, handle your business and watch your wallet. And son, when you go into the old casino over there, put $100 down for your boy and our heart.
Ah, you got it, Larry. I'll put $100 down for you. I'll text me and tell me exactly what you want it on, but I'll put it down for you, man.
What if we found out that Nick Caley, one of the reasons that they didn't elevate him to offensive coordinator was because Nick Caley and Belichick had butted heads on Jack Easterby back in the day. Caley didn't like Easterby at all, and Belichick was like, I don't know if I can trust you.
Okay. Well, then I think
man's a saint. He'll tell you himself.
I think Larry would pick Caley up at the airport for the Texans if that's the case.
Yeah, I guess I'm over that part of about.
I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah,
Easterby's influence in New England was exactly what it should have been, which was he was a character coach, player development type of guy. It wasn't the same scenario. So I think it's Easterby and what he became when he was given basically a blank check in a lot of regards to wreak havoc on the organization. Yeah. That was where we saw that Easterby. I'm not worried about the guys that saw him as a character coach in New England.
No, I'm not. But, man, it just goes to show you how much damage Easterby did to some people in the fan base. That Larry's calling in 3 years after Easterby's gone and several years after Kaylee would have even crossed paths with Easterby. Like, I don't want anybody that had lunch in the same room with Jack Easterby.
Yeah.
Appreciate the phone call, Larry, as always. We will drink several beers on your behalf, thanks to Flight by Yingling, who's sending us to Radio Row next week. We cannot wait, and yes, several cases on its way to New Orleans for next week. Hey, listen to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app for an hour each day for your entry into the Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. This is a really cool national contest. Remember, the winner will be headed to Vegas. Flight and hotel accommodations paid for you and three guests, plus you all are going to get $20,000 for the group to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball tourney. One of the most fun times to go to Vegas. And just by listening for an hour a day to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app, you could be on your way on this awesome contest and this great trip. All right, up next, cities that are most discussing boycotting the Super Bowl. The good folks at betonline.ag went to the most reliable source for stuff like this, X. And do these cities have a good reason to boycott the Super Bowl? And where do Houston Texan fans fall in this? That's coming up next.